For the fluid of occult death shall be powerful in learned wrong hands. In the final hour, the discoverers shall gasp the horror, which the stars prove incorrect philosophy. Prophecy of Bugosi, translated from 11 Lost Letters, Salon, France, 1536. The dragons of fire shall swallow all evil and cleanse the earth and firmament and utterly destroy all that they have done. Kenzawa's Words of Propitiation, verse 21, Bakatenka. O God's children, make a joyful noise. We have risen above the devil's making. Gospel of Amran, part 1, Bakatenka. This is chapter 15. Armistation, Dawn of Debacle. By now there are 20 held captive in the funeral home basement. They get rations twice a week and they are suffering. Helen has promised herself she will no longer use Eric's fluid on her arm, but she feels herself becoming old and ugly and she is afraid she may run out of strength. Eric's fluid always fixes that. It makes her feel young and vibrant. She hears Eric walking upstairs in his lab and embalming room. He was working on something, probably another improved formula. Helen walks up the stairs, wearing only her nightgown, and calls out to him through the locked door.
Eric, I need you. Could you please come here? I'm losing strength and I need more fluid.
Eric unlocks and opens the door to the basement. I can rub your arm with fluid again if you'd like, but I can offer you so much more. Helen, can't you see? I'm in love with you.
I know, and I'm feeling guilty because I'm starting to enjoy living, but I just don't see how it can work.
I know it can, Helen. I'll make it work. We can make it work. Helen steps into the embalming lab from the basement stairs and holds out her arm. Eric rubs on his fluid. She immediately begins to feel young again, and her skin begins to be supple. Eric notices the differences and can't take his eyes off her. Helen stands closer to him and smells his musky manliness with a hint of Kentucky bourbon. Their eyes meet. Helen's arm is still held out, and Eric puts it around his waist. Eric moves closer as they embrace in a spontaneous, passionate kiss. Helen looks into his eyes and wiggles a little closer. He starts to become aroused.
I've never had any man except my husband.
I'll be gentle. Helen's body was curvy, warm, young, soft, supple, smooth, and had all the lovely contours and dips that drove him wild. Eric embraced her in a passionate kiss that wandered from her mouth, down her neck, and over to her ear and back. Eric begins to raise her nightgown over her head. Helen arches her back and puts one knee high beside his thigh. She helps him remove the nightgown over her head and lets her hair fall in disarray. Eric is overcome with desire and moves his hand to her smooth, round bottom.